This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Indian astronaut group captain Shubhanshu Shukla and three other crew members of the Axiom 4 mission began their return journey to Earth with the undocking of their spacecraft from International Space Station ISS this afternoon. The crew will reach back on Earth off the coast of California at around 3 p.m. tomorrow Indian time. SpaceX, in a social media post, confirmed that its Dragon, the crew capsule, carrying group captain Shukla along with the crew, successfully undocked from the ISS.
Dragon separation confirmed.
And Dragon Grace has officially undocked from the International Space Station at 6:15 a.m. Central, 7:15 a.m. Eastern, as the orbiting laboratory was flying 260 statute miles over the east coast of India.
Axiom Mission 4 Commander, thanking the flight control team for all
together
of their support
for the benefit of all,
throughout their 18-day
our
mission.
Friendship and goodwill forever be an example of the good that results from shared optimism. Axiom 4, Godspeed and safe journey home to the best planet in the solar system.
After landing, Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla, along with other crew members, will undergo a 7-day rehabilitation program under the supervision of the flight surgeons to adapt back to Earth's gravity. Group Captain Shukla is on a 14-day mission to the International Space Station. During the journey, Group Captain Shukla conducted 7 India-specific experiments. He became the first Indian to visit the International Space Station and the second Indian astronaut after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma, who went to space in 1984. In his farewell speech about ISS, reprising the iconic words of India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma in 1984, Group Captain Shukla said India still looks Sari Jahan Se Achha from above.
हमारी ह्यूमन स्पेस मिशन की जो यात्रा है वो बहुत लंबी है और बहुत कठिन भी है लेकिन मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि अगर हम निश्चय कर लें इवन स्टार्स आर अटेनेबल आज का भारत स्पेस से महत्वाकांक्षी दिखता है आज का भारत निडर दिखता है आज का भारत कॉन्फिडेंट दिखता है और इन्हीं सब कारणों की वजह से मैं एक बार फिर से कह सकता हूं कि आज का भारत अभी भी सारे जहां से अच्छा दिखता है.
Along with Shukla, the mission had 3 mother astronauts, Commander Peggy Whitson from the US and mission specialists Slavoj Yuznanski, Wiz Nevsky, and Tibor Kapu of Poland and Hungary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has underlined the need for cooperation on transborder rivers, including resumption of provision of hydrological data by the Chinese side. The minister held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, in Beijing. He also took up restrictive trade measures and roadblocks to economic cooperation. The External Affairs Minister highlighted the positive impact of peace and tranquility in the border for a smooth development in bilateral relation. Delivering the opening remarks during a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi in Beijing, Dr. Jaishankar said that India-China relations are gradually moving in a positive direction. President Draupadi Murmu has expressed concern over the rising cases of depression and obesity in the society and urged the medical practitioners to advise their patients for a better lifestyle along with regular yoga, pranayam and healthy food. She asked the medical practitioners to work on Japanese encephalitis and anemia, which are rampant among tribals of her country. President Murmu was speaking at the 5th convocation ceremony of AIIMS Bhubaneswar this evening. She said not only from India but patients from across the world are coming for treatment to the AIIMS setup at different parts in India.
Over the last 12 years, this institute has grown significantly. Be it patient care, medical research or social welfare activities, the institute has earned many accolades and has won hearts of the people of Odisha and the neighboring states. The World Health Organization has recognized the excellence of AIIMS Bhubaneswar with the Asia Safe Surgical Implant Consortium QIP Award for maintaining high standards in surgical instrument and implant reprocessing.
India today lost the 3rd test match of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy against England on final day at Lord's in London. India lost all wickets, scoring 170 runs, chasing target of 193 set by the hosts. On the day 4 yesterday, hosts were bowled out for 192. And with that, we end this news bulletin.